Here's a guy who would be very happy to not be the man of the hour. But he is. And he is the director of the Detroit Water and Sewage Department, Gary Brown. Gary, always good to see you.
Paul, it's good to see you and good to be here. Thanks for having me.
Well, it's nice to have you here. You know what's happening because you have to stay on top of it. And back home, they were telling us to remove things from our basement with the pending flooding.
Yeah, well, you know, the communication is just so much better in the last few months, you know, with giving residents enough time to be able to get things out of their basement and to be prepared. And so we'd rather be prepared and not have a flood than not be prepared and have a flood.
Right.
So they're doing great with that.
So do you foresee us, Gary Brown, being at a point where we hear that a great big rainstorm's coming and we won't have to empty out our basements because we won't have to worry about flooding?
Yeah, it's probably a long way away. The long-term solution, the solution is really you have to separate stormwater from sewer water. Right now we have a combined system. So long-term, that's the solution, separate. The storms are more intense, more frequent than they have ever been, more than the system can handle. And so there's going to have to be a tremendous amount of investment. And, you know, we're happy to have Senator Peters and Stabenow on our side in Washington because, to be honest, Paul, this is about a $2.2 billion fix. And that's just the minimum fix. So it's a big dollar amount that we're going to need some help from Washington in fixing.
I have to tell you, I've said it before, I'll say it again, we all have short memories. But Ann and I very clearly remember L. Brooks Patterson on the show many years ago saying, our big problem is infrastructure, underground infrastructure, the pipes, the water system. Yes. That's our big problem, and no one's paying attention. And he said, when that has to be dealt with, it's going to be money with a B in the beginning, not an M. And people thought he was crazy. Wow, billions of dollars. Are you kidding? And you just said $2 billion.
Yeah, I did some research, and I looked at some documents that talked about this issue in 1978.
Oh, boy.
And in 1978, the price tag then was $377 million to do what I'm talking about doing now for $2.2 billion. So, you know, unfortunately, our infrastructure is underground. People don't see it. When they say infrastructure, they think about roads and bridges and things that they can see.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got to address this decades of disinvestment in maintenance on this system.
You are always, Gary Brown, working on behalf of the people. You're looking at climate resiliency, flood mitigation. How about the lead service line replacement?
Yeah, we're excited. We've already replaced about 1,200 in the city of Detroit. And if the president's infrastructure bill gets through, we know at some point it's going to get through in some form. And the one thing that I'm, you know, cautiously optimistic about is that there's going to be money for lead service lines, and we're prepared. We've got our contracts ready to go out for bid as soon as we have those dollars to, you know, supercharge the effort on replacing lead service lines in the city of Detroit.
Where are we on water affordability?
Yeah, that's bouncing around in Washington. You know, the energy sector has a dedicated permanent fund called the Low Income Heating and Warmth Fund. We need something in the water industry similar to that. There's a lot of debate in Washington right now about some folks want a mandatory moratorium on shutoffs. That's pretty much a no-starter for most utilities in this country. And so we're reasonably sure, and I'm cautiously optimistic, that those dollars are also coming. The governor is sending some temporary funding to help those in most need. Certainly, we're not going to shut anybody off during COVID. Season. We just can't do that. It's unconscionable to be able to do that now. And so we're going to get some assistance, but we need a permanent funding source for low-income customers to be able to offset the losses.
Gary Brown, director of the Detroit Water and Sewage Department. You've had a few jobs in the last several years. Are you enjoying this one?
I enjoy this one a lot. And I'm plugging my boss, but I mean, this is the last, you know, 6 years, we've gotten more done in the city of Detroit than probably the 44 years. And that's no slight on any of the other mayors that I work for. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, the timing is right. The economy is right. You got the right guy in charge.
Mike Duggan was the right guy at the right time.
And you know, if things weren't getting done, I would probably be gone by now. But I'm happy to be here and be a part of all of the young people that are in this administration, very bright minds that are fixing things. So I'm ecstatic to be here right now.
Well, we're glad you're here, too. Gary Brown, director of Detroit Water and Sewage Department, the man of the hour. Unfortunately, he'd rather not be, but flooding, great potential on the way. Thank you,
yes.
sir.
No, thanks for having me, Paul.
Always a pleasure.